بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت امام غزالی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ quotes one حدیث in his kitab. A town was struck with a drought. The drought continued. Livestock began to perish. Crops began to dry out. So they complained to the Nabi of the time, and they had all gathered for istisqa. The Nabi informed the people, Allah Ta'ala has sent a wahi, that no matter how long you cry and wail, but this drought is not going to stop. And even if you cry so much that your tears may cause the crops to grow, but you're not going to get rain. We were surprised, the people were surprised that we are begging Allah Ta'ala. And this is what we ought to do, to beg Allah Ta'ala, to cry to Him. But Allah Pak is saying that no matter how much you cry, and even your tears may cause the vegetation to grow, you're not going to get rain. So he asked Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, what is the crime? If we know the crime, then we can make some tawbah, rectify, correct ourselves. But here we're sitting here, but we don't know our crime. If we know a crime, then we know the line of action that is to be taken. So Allah Ta'ala showed the Nabi that there is a person amongst you all, and this person, he's caused a problem between himself and perhaps his aunt or someone has caused a problem. Either he's not talking or he's engaged in gossiping and carrying tales. So on account of him carrying tales and causing the family relationship to be disrupted, so you're not going to get any rain. So the Nabi says to Allah Ta'ala, and O Allah Ta'ala, all right, if we know that person, then we can admonish him, correct him, so that the entire town suffering may come to an end. So Allah Ta'ala's reply to this Nabi was, Subhanallah, we are asking you all not to carry tales, and that you must carry tales of our servant. See? If the name of the culprit is shown, then obviously as though you carry a tale of the person, that which was concealed, now you exposed it. So Allah Pak says that we are asking not to carry tales, and then we must carry tales of our servant. So the Nabi is thinking now what to do. Now how do we find a closure to this whole thing? There must be some way that we can close this. This entire chapter. So a thought struck the Nabi's mind. Well, what we'll do, we'll move one person out and then we'll make dua. Because if it's just one person, then it's because of him that the rain is being withheld. So we separate him and then we engage in dua. So they started off Now that person felt within himself that just now I am going to be embarrassed and disgraced, because the rain is going to come and it will be known, it will be public information that I was the cause. So sincerely he asked Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. When he asked for forgiveness, now the rain fell. So the Nabi was quite excited, alhamdulillah, that the rain came. So he asked Allah Ta'ala, O Allah Ta'ala, who is that fortunate servant on account of whom you are blessed with rain today? So Allah Ta'ala's reply to the Nabi was, when our servant was at war with us, we didn't carry tales of him, we didn't disgrace him. Now he made peace with us, now must we carry tales of him. In other words, if you're going to let people know the name, obviously it's going to amount to carrying tales. But we also understand that Allah Ta'ala likes his servants. He will not just expose anybody. He will save you from a lot of disgrace and embarrassment in this life. That is his love for his servants. But then the servants don't return the favor to Allah Ta'ala as they ought to return the favor. He's blocked your faults, your mistakes. He's blocked you from any embarrassment and disgrace. And what is expected is that you return this favor. Return this favor. You also reciprocate and show that you appreciate this. We also understand that there is a relationship between our actions and the consequences that we see around. Right? Sometimes we see the crops are dying, we see inflation, sometimes we see that there's unrest amongst people, there's fear, someone will come and loot, someone will break in, or the whole town will come out against us. So all these things are evident, we see it happening. But these things are related to our actions. Right? And sometimes some actions are so serious, it is one person that is the victim, but the entire town is going to suffer. So when wrong is committed, and wholesale wrong is committed in the open, right? People don't feel embarrassed about the wrong, then we are in danger then, right? Then I can't have that attitude that this person he'll sleep in his grave and I'll sleep in my grave. Because you can see that fire is raging and it's overtaking everybody, right? So when it's raging, then it's that fire is galloping, right? From one person to the next person, it's just jumping. Right? Now imagine if they were thatched straw hall homes, right? And the fire had caught on, right? So it's jumping from one hut to the other hut to the third hut. So you can't say at that time that he must stay in his hut and I must stay in my hut. Can't say that. Because if it's by him today, tomorrow it's by you. You will have to make some type of a fikr, some type of a concern that we need to get this out. So if this is a collective effort, then inshallah, that will stop and terminate the anger of Allah, the wrath of Allah will be stopped. So this type of an effort, to some extent, the Tabligh Jamaat does this type of an effort. They see now that the adab of Allah Ta'ala is going to come. It's hovering, it's going to come. Nothing that is stopping it. So let's make a collective effort to stop this wrong. So when we see these type of efforts, whether it's a Jamaat effort or whether it's any other effort, but the effort is aimed in bringing about some type of an improvement, correction, improvement. People are not performing namaz to get them to do namaz. They don't show the type of modesty. So let's try and work and make them modest, right? They are not fulfilling their dues, whatever obligations. So let's make an effort and put them onto track. So when we see an effort, whether it's a Jamaat effort or the other effort, but the effort is aimed in bringing about some type of a public awareness and correction, then as though they are the fire brigade. They're putting everything off, right? So everybody should come to the rescue of the fire brigade. And the fire brigade will have some special privileges. It will have some special privileges. It can jump the robot. It can break the speed limits. A lot of things it can do. Just because of the importance of the work that it's doing. Right? So when we see something carrying on like this, of this nature, we need to support it, help it, cooperate with that work, right? And see how we can bring about some type of improvement, right? Whether individually or collectively. That effort doesn't have to be done all the time collectively. Sometimes it can be done individually as well. Some places you need to do it collectively, and some places you can do it individually as well. You know the person, he knows you, there is some type of understanding. Call him over for a cup of tea and try and bring some improvement, whether it's collective, whether it is individual. Summa inni da'autuhum jihara, summa inni a'lantu lahum wa asrartu lahum israra. You see, the Nabi, when he's inviting, sometimes in the open and sometimes secretly. So whichever way is going to be effective, you implement the way, inshallah, you're helping in curbing this calamity. This wholesale calamity is taking the whole town by its wake. You will stop it at least. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq.
Mawlana Ilyas Desai is requested to come to the front and make dua.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ولا عاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا ارحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا ارحم الراحمين يا ذو الجلال والاكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصلي على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون يا رب كريم we hand our matter over to you يا رب كريم oh Allah let us ask you in such a way that will bring your rahmat oh Allah let us ask you in such a way يا رب كريم that will make you happy my Allah Oh, my beloved Allah, my Kareem Allah, my Rahim Allah, most merciful, compassionate, wonderful Allah. So many of your ni'mats, which we can never ever count, my Allah. But the pleasure we get in mentioning it, my Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, you made us from human beings. You made us be born in Muslim homes. You gave us Muslim names. Oh Allah, you blessed us with Iman. As little toddlers, my beloved Allah, so many things were against us, you protected us. And oh my beloved Allah, you gave us intelligence. You taught us to walk and to hold, to see and to understand. We knew not who we were. My beloved Allah, you taught us to read and write. Oh, my beloved Allah, you gave us society around us. Allah, you taught us so much and you gave us so much. And you took us through the course of life, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, what did you not see to us? What did you not see to my beloved Allah? Everything is because of you. Your fazal, your karam. Mashrab, mat'am, markab, maskan, manka. Everything, my beloved Allah, you did. Tabina karan ha shukra. Bula maaf kar de Allah. Hai Khuda, we have wronged you, my beloved Allah. We have not fulfilled your rights. You made us from the Ummat of Janabi Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many desire to be from this Ummat when they read about it. Lekin Allah chun chune huye banda, you accepted us to be from Ahmad Mujtaba, Muhammad Mustafa, Sayyidul Qunain sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummat. Allah, we thank you for everything, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us everything, Ya Allah. You gave us jahan, maal, waqt, dil and dimagh. May Allah, you gave us all this sarmaya. But then the mistakes that we made in our life. Oh Allah, this is a month to ask for forgiveness. This is a month to ask for rahmat. This is a month to ask for emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Oh Allah, we are coming in that condition, ikrari mujrim. We are admitting our faults, my beloved Allah. We got nothing to claim. Nothing to claim, my beloved Allah. So hua, tere fazal se hua. Jo ho raha hai, tere fazal se ho raha hai. What will happen, my beloved Allah, is because of you. Nothing because of us. Oh my beloved Allah, for every ni'mat that we taught about, and of course my beloved Allah, we can never enumerate the ni'mats. But Allah, for whatever our shortcoming is, today we ask you, Ya Allah, to forgive us. Oh my beloved Allah, the ni'mat of iman. Allahumma thabbitna alal iman, wa amitna alal iman. وَحْشُرْنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَا الْمُتَّقِينَ مَا الْإِيمَانِ. Oh my Allah, the masla is a very delicate one. Ankarib maut aane wala hai. Oh Allah, the lessons to meet Malak al-Maut, the preparation for that last minute, that preparation for that qabr, that preparation for hashar. Ah Khuda, you take care of our cause up ahead, my Allah. Resurrect us among those who have perfected the iman. Ila al-alameen, whatever there is a shortcoming in our ibadat, whether it is our namaz, whether it is our Quran, whether it is our zikr, oh my beloved Allah, all the other ibadat that we're supposed to do properly, but we have not presented it, or we presented it with sanctimonious devotion. Ya Allah, repay us on this night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us the servants. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Till the end, we fall under that ambit of who the abid is supposed to be. Oh, my beloved Allah, we have not fulfilled the rights of Janab-e Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, for this ummat, what did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam not do? What did he not go through? Oh, my Allah, don't look at our presentations and make a decision on our behalf. Look at Rasul Pak Sallam in Shabi Abi Talib. Look at Rasul Pak Sallam on that day when he was stoned in Taif. Oh my Allah! The intestine on his back. The tooth becoming shaheed. Bola. The helmet in the temples of Rasul Pak Sallam. And the tears that he thought about Hamza and Jafar, radiallahu anhu, Hassanin, radiallahu anhu, got nothing. Mullah, look at your Nabi and make a decision for us.
We did not present anything as an ummah. We did not present anything, my beloved Allah. We are asking you that Allah, you are the one that will make waysay, change our heart, my beloved Allah. Change our heart this time, ya Allah. You made the dark night into bright day. You made the choppy oceans into calm seas. Hamare bhi kismat badal de, Mola, and give us hidayat. Allah, we have not made shukr of our akabirin, our asatiza kiram, our parents, all those people who showed us good. Allah, it is my fault. I have not done sufficient. Oh my Allah, tonight we are apologizing for this. We are saying we are sorry, ya Allah, for not fulfilling our mashayikh's right, for not fulfilling our akabirin's right, for not fulfilling our satiza kiram's right. And oh Allah, those people about whom you have said, wa wasayyid al-insana biwalidi sana, we have not made any ihsan upon them. Ya Allah, those whose parents is alive, give them long life with afiyat. And ya Rabbi Kareem, those whose parents have passed on, fill their qabars with noor, ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, likewise, save us from breaking the rights of people, ya Allah. Allah, don't make us among the muflis on Qiyamat. Ya Allah, as it is, we don't have much to present. And then to become kangal, and then to become poverty stricken on that day, and bankrupt. Oh Allah, let us be a cool glass of water to everybody. Hum kisi ko takleef nahi denge. And those that made mistakes with us, we forgive them, ya Allah. We forgive them. Sil man kataak, waaf wa man zalamak. We forgive each and every person, ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem. Ya Allah, every one of the sabaks from the Asbaq, what Hazrat Mufti Sahib is teaching us. Ya Allah, let us take it to heart, ya Allah. And then let us focus upon it. Ya Allah, save us from jahalat. And then save us from ghaflat also. Ilah al-alameen, the cause up ahead, with all the sajish, ya Allah, in front of you is ankabut. Bayt al-ankabut is nothing for you. Ya Allah, you keep us safe, ya Allah. In this part of suluk, in this part of trying to reach you, ya Allah, whether we see the results or not, ya abam, ona ya abam, just a jua mi kunam. Oh Allah, whether we see result, we are not Abdul Lutf, we are Abdul Latif. Oh Allah, let us do it for you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring that khulus in our nufus, like how it was in our akabirin. Oh Allah, every one of our mashayikh that are responsible for what we are seeing here today, all those that we know and all those that we don't know, ya Allah, fill the qabars with so much of noor, ya Allah, and make them have saadati dharin, ya Rabbi Kareem. Oh my beloved Allah, they are my brothers in front of me. Here is Hazrat Mufti Sahib on my side. Oh Allah, there are little children in this gathering. There are old people in this gathering. There are white-bearded people in this gathering. All want one thing. That koi hame puche hum kya mangte hai. Allahumma kun lana wajalna lak. Ke tu hamare banja hame apne banale. Tu hamare banja hame apne banale. Ya Rabbi Kareem, from these brothers and whoever they know around the world, there are people who are sick and ailing. Give them shifa, my beloved Allah. Those that are makruz and those that are in financial difficulty. Oh Allah, you took a way out for Yunus alayhi salam. You took a way out for Musa alayhi salam. You made it happen. You helped these brothers that are going through financial difficulty. Those that are languishing in prisons. Those that are suffering in the countries. Those that had no iftar. Those that don't know what is sari. The orphans of this world. Oh my Allah, you help them, ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, spread our deen, ya Allah. Oh Allah, you have linked us to the ulama of Dioband. We make shukar for Allah, you have shown us the right way. Oh Allah, bring others also on the right way. Oh Allah, every work of deen that is taking place, give us the tawfiq to appreciate it. Oh Allah, let us not look down upon any works of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make our eyes have one eye to look at all the good and the other eye to look at my weakness. Ilah al-alameen, what to ask for? How to ask for it? Oh Allah, whatever you will, what that will make you happy. Oh Allah, accept this dua as if we have asked for it. And oh Allah, whatever displeases you, ya Allah, save us from that. Oh my beloved Allah, a time is coming when we're going to leave this world. Ya Rabbi Kareem, the dawah is big, that give us death in Madina Sharif. Allah, we
I am not competent enough to go there, not competent enough to leave the world in that condition. But, O Allah, when we compare the puddles of sins compared to your oceans of rahmat, then we have that hope that at the time of death, take us to Madina, Tayyibah. Wa as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayri khalqillah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Imam al-Anbiya. With the praises upon Rasulullah Park, with the true iman in the heart and your pleasure, isi halat mein apne ruh ko salb kar de ya Allah. Ruh ko parwaz kar de ya Allah. And give us a plot in burial of Baqi, my beloved Allah. Oh Allah, we're not worthy of that soil. But my beloved Allah, your rahmat knows no doubt. You know no boundaries. Inna Allah kad ghafar al-kifal. How you forgive kifal at the last moment? How you forgive so many people, ya Allah? Was that burial in Baqi? Well, Allah, wherever you will it, let it not be for riyakari, let it not be for fame and name. Ya Allah, let it be that it must be with your pleasure. Oh, my beloved Allah, oh, my beloved Allah, let us practice on the knowledge what you have given us. Whatever work we have done, we are doing, let us do it properly. Let us do it with focus. Let us keep everything ahead of us. Ya Rabbi Karim, many people ask us for duas. Many people have said that must make dua. Whatever it is that they want, ya Allah, that is good for them, grant it for them, ya Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, in this gathering, my brothers, my friends, my satis, my elders, have got certain du'as that they want accepted. Ya Allah, ay Allah, aaj tak ye du'a kisi ke saamne izhar nahi kiya. Na apne dost ke saamne, na ahliya ke saamne, na sheikh ke saamne, na kisi ke saamne. Ay alimum bidati sudur, wo du'a aaj is mauke ke upar kabool farma de inke baare mein. And oh my Allah, from my friends who are going through difficult times, that have been tested in different ways. Ah, my beloved Allah, soothe their hearts. Ah, my beloved Allah, soothe their hearts. Soothe their hearts, my beloved Allah, and soothe the children's hearts also. Ilal Alameen, you who have taken our hands and made us write the test, then I will fail. We'll have to pass, ya Allah. Oh Allah, whatever test each and everyone is going through, only you know about it. Some are going to Zaire, we can see the test, and everyone is going through some batini test. Ey Allah, inke imtihan mein unko kamyab kar de. Inke imtihan mein kamyab kar de. Oh Allah, that imtihan of the qabr, that first night, let us, ya Allah, let us have the answers. You put it in our mouth, ya Allah. You help us, ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us the hose, kosar water. Take us across the bridge of Sirat with the speed of lightning. Bila hisab kitab, give us Jannatul Firdaus. Oh Allah, I'm the weakest of the lot and asked to make dua. Me kaha, wo kaha. Ya Allah, you accept it with the ameen of these pious servants. And whatever we're supposed to ask for, it didn't come to my mind, ya Allah. Accept it as if we have asked for it. Ya Allah, wo gul gul nahi, jisme khushbu nahi. Wo dil dil nahi, jisme tu nahi. The rose is not a rose without a smell. And a heart is not a heart without you. Oh Allah, make the decision for us. Please, my beloved Allah, with the sadqa and tufail of Tanabe Pak Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with the love you have for Habib Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Amare tuti puti dua ku kabul farma, kabul farma, kabul farma. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Bi rahmatika, ya Rahman.